talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was I'm Going Down by Bruce Springsteen, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happened about 3 weekends ago, and also the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, as well as the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today we're going to be talking we're going to start the show off with an interview with one of our editors at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Allie Stenke, and then she's going to be telling us about the winter issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which has been out for about a month now. And you can pick it up all over town at different home-related companies. Just about every home-related showroom in Charleston, you can find Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we'll also be talking with Ryan Fleming with Precision Garage Doors, Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes, also Herlaine D'Arujo, and Stephen Texira with South Star Granite. And finally, we have a bonus interview on the phone with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. They're having a big sale this weekend at Charleston Amish Furniture, so it's a great time to visit them this weekend. Well, I just wanted to take a couple moments and tell you a little bit about Charleston HomeAndDesign.com, and I always tell people in this time of year, in the first few months of the year, everybody has a project. I don't care who you are, you've got a project around the house. And one of the biggest challenges, though, is who do you hire? And you definitely want to hire the right contractor to help you with your project. And the best way to do that is to attend one of our home shows, which we had 3 weekends ago. But you can go back to CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com, and make contact with all of the vendors that were on display. We have them all listed there with their websites and phone numbers, and you could contact the vendors that were in Charleston Home and the Charleston Home and Design Show that way. You can also go to our regular website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. charlestonhomeanddesign.com for whatever you need around the house. Thank you. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Allie Stanky with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, one of our editors. How you doing, Allie?
Pretty good. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Well, thanks for, I know you're at deadline right now with our spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And so I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to talk about the current issue that that Charleston Home and Design Magazine has out, our winter 2020 issue with Tori and Seth Bolt of the Bolt Farm Treehouse out on Wadmalaw Island. They're on the cover of our winter 2020 issue. And Allie, I was interested in I like to when a new issue comes out, I like to talk to our editors and our photographers and graphic designers about take our listeners a little bit behind the scenes of the issue, and so I wanted to talk to you about the our current issue, our winter 2020 issue. So let's talk about the features that we have in that people can pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine and find. So one of the biggest ones and one of our most popular features of the year is our kitchen feature. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we have a variety. There's about 60 plus projects throughout this feature, varying from remodels to new construction kitchens, painting, cabinetry, all that fun stuff. And they're really cool. We get to go on some of them to kind of see, you know, get inspiration and see the cool things and how to make kitchens more functional and, you know, bringing them up on trend and making sure that they're work in the way that homeowners need them to. And then the second portion of that is our product guide. So we go through and have different categories of that as well. So from, again, cabinetry, countertops, decor, all that kind of stuff to make sure that not only is the kitchen designed, you know, and the main things that you're thinking about, but also in the finishes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for just to kind of bring maybe some of our listeners who aren't totally familiar with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, all of the content of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is based on local projects, mm-hmm. projects that take place here in the Charleston area. And that's important because, you know, oftentimes when people are planning to maybe remodel their kitchen or they're going to they've got some other project going on, they might go to like Barnes and Noble. They might go online to look at different magazines, different projects, and so forth to get inspiration. The big difference between us and them is when you look at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, all of the projects are local, and we go to great efforts to tell our readers where they can find some of the resources that are part of those kitchen remodels mm-hmm. and kitchen new builds,
yeah,
right?
Each project has, so we, you know, we have our advertisers and each project was done by one of our advertisers. So at the end of each project, they have their contact information so they can call them and let them know they found them
right.
in our magazine.
Yeah, and we're very, very careful. We're not our Charleston Home and Design Magazine is not like a pitchy kind of magazine. We're not going to ever say, this business is the best in the world, even though they might be the best. We're just not gonna. We want to provide just the facts, the information about each project, how it all came together, and so forth. And we don't have to be pitchy in that sense. And every now and then, we get contacted about a project, and we say, I'm sorry, but we're so busy just focusing on the companies that advertise in Charleston Home and Design Magazine and covering their projects that it's hard to give coverage to other projects from businesses that maybe are not part of our Charleston Home and Design Magazine family.
Mm-hmm. There are so many cool projects. And again, like seeing the different design styles for all of them, you know, like white kitchens are a big thing, but you're seeing people kind of stray away from that, especially downtown
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you have to keep the homes historic and you want to keep that history that's in those homes. So it's really cool to be able to kind of talk about those and what goes into all of that.
Yeah. And, you know, we have local photographers that are employed by Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We send them out. We contact all of our builders in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our remodeling companies, all of our kitchen companies, and we say, let us know about these projects. Can we go out and photograph them? And then we send our photographers out to do that, and then you and our other editor Susan are the ones that take all of the information from that project, mm-hmm. and kind of boil it all down, make it very simple and nice and a nice easy format for our readers to see. Oh wow, the countertops came from this place, yep. or the flooring came from this other business, and then you can follow up. So it's awesome inspiration that, yes. that they're going to get, and then also we help connect the dots as far as letting you know who to contact, mm-hmm. to if you want to if you like a the look of a particular kitchen project or something, right?
Yep.
Our other big feature is our swimming pool feature, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes people will say that's kind of an odd time to be talking about swimming pools in the winter.
It's not.
But it's the interesting thing is in the perhaps this is elsewhere too. But in the Charleston area, the swimming pool companies get booked up very, very quickly with projects. There's, you know, it takes a big crew to dig that hole in the backyard, mm-hmm. and to shoot the pool with gunite. And long story short, if you decide to wait until the summertime and to have a pool installed, you probably won't be able to get a pool installed until next winter. And so we like to promote that people should, if you're planning to get a swimming pool in 2020, should do it sooner than later. And talk about the swimming pool feature that we have.
Yeah, so I mean, like you said, now's the time to start thinking about it. Like you said, because the pool builders are busy, but also because it takes time to get the pool installed. So like you said, if people start thinking about it in May, you know, they're not going to have their pool to enjoy all throughout the summer. And Lord knows we need it in the seat in the summer.
Exactly. And we've got some of the top pool companies in Charleston. Big double page spread for Michael Greer Pools. I'm looking at a beautiful pool. Looks like this is probably James Island because I can see the Cooper River Bridge across Charleston Harbor there. Several swimming pools. How many swimming pool companies do we have? Probably about...
There are nine in there, I believe.
Wow, that's impressive. And it's not just swimming pool companies. We also have one of the companies that advertises in Charleston Home and Design Magazine is Pool Cover Solutions. And so they provide these automatic pool covers that you just turn a key and the cover will automatically close. Keeps your pool safe from kids and pets from maybe getting in the pool by accident, or also keeps out all the debris, which is a good thing. So we go beyond not just the swimming pools, but some of the accessories that go along, mm-hmm. with it. So that's our swimming pool feature, and then our big cover feature is Seth and Tori Bolt, and tell folks that who may not recognize their names what they're known for.
Yeah, so Seth is the bassist in the band Need to Breathe. He's a South Carolina local, and he and Tori have worked together over the past few years to build a nature retreat out on Wadmalaw. They have a ton of land, and they built these four beautiful tree houses on a small part of that land. So their big thing was just keeping the natural beauty that was out there, and you can see that throughout the tree houses. Most of them have the floor-to-ceiling windows, so you can see the views right on the water, and they're just calming and beautiful and very thoughtfully planned and created to make sure that people are kind of stepping back and relaxing and reconnecting with themselves and getting away from the hustle and bustle of today's world.
Exactly. Yeah, there are these four different completely different tree houses. They're not actually tree houses. They're built on piers or pilings, but they're elevated and they're part of the canopy of different, mm-hmm. trees out there on their property on Wadmalaw Island. There's the Honeymoon Tree House. There's the Charleston treehouse. We've got the wildflower treehouse and then the living room treehouse. And they are very just amazing. And our photographers did a fantastic job of capturing the spirit of these treehouses and all the intricate design details. If you're looking for some inspiration, you definitely need to pick up the latest issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine and peruse the our cover feature. And so Seth is the bass player for Need to Breathe. It's mm-hmm. a highly popular Christian rock band, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they got started at Furman.
Known worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, besides just the beautiful photographs, there's a great story that goes with along with and we tell it because and I don't want to, you know, be a spoiler or anything like that. But what's interesting was they didn't have the funds to purchase all of the property that they wanted that was for sale on Wabala Island for these tree houses. And so they wanted to subdivide and the owner wouldn't do that, the seller. And they ended up running into this this couple who they knew a little bit. And they said, you know, they told them what was going on, that they were interested in buying. And part of the story, Seth prays about whether this is the right decision or not. Mm-hmm. And says, God, if you could give me a sign, and maybe, you know, make it in the form of an eagle.
Yeah.
And so he meets this couple out that they kind of know out at the property. Coincidentally, the real estate agent shows up and who was selling the property, and they all get to talking about it and everything. And all of a sudden, what happens?
Eagle shows up. They put the papers down. The real estate agent told them that they needed to make a decision basically on the spot. They were freaking out. They're like, oh gosh, so
this
much
eagle
pressure. And then
lands.
He puts the papers down and an eagle lands like 50 yards away from them.
I'm getting chills.
Seth hadn't told Tori. She did not know that that's what he wished for. And he looked at her and was like,
I've got to do this.
This is it.
This is the I've God has shown me a sign mm-hmm. of so it's a really interesting story. And, you know, we just hope everyone will pick up a copy of Charleston Home and Design magazine to see the beautiful photographs. We're not advocating. There's been some controversy with the couple trying to get permission to rent these tree houses for short term rentals and stuff. And we're not advocating them renting them to short term or just to their friends and family, which they intended to do in the beginning. All we're doing is as journalists covering the showing our readers these beautiful tree houses and the construction, the design, and our photographers just went above and beyond with the beautiful photos. So please take a look at that. And then we're almost out of time, but we've got so much more. Every issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine is about 260 pages, and you've got so much inspiration in every issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. I hope you'll pick one up. You can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com to figure out where you can pick up an issue. We have them at just about every home-related company around Charleston that you can pick it up for free. All right, well, we've been talking to Ali Stenke with Charleston Home and Design magazine. Thanks so much for taking time out. And you want to give a quick tease to our spring issue? Who's going to be on the cover?
Paula Rallis of Paula Rallis Home. She has a beautiful house in Mount Pleasant, so we're super excited to showcase that. It's very different than anything we've ever published before. So
awesome.
It'll be a cool cover to show.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a great year, and thanks again to all the staff at Charleston Home and Design magazine, which makes this all happen. Thanks so much, Allie.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine, and now we're talking with Ryan Fleming with Precision Garage Doors. How are you doing, Ryan?
Great, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Ryan, take a moment and tell everybody about Precision Garage Doors.
Sure. So Precision Garage Doors, we're a full-service residential garage door repair company. We are a family-owned company. We have 7 markets now throughout the Carolinas and now into Georgia. Mm. And we really want to focus on repairing existing garage doors and openers, all sorts of brands of doors and openers. That usually involves putting on a specialized overhaul repair package using high life cycle parts so that we can give our customers the best warranty possible. But what we also do is offer free estimates on new garage doors and new door openers. We will have one of our salesmen come out and do a full analysis of the door. And, you know, we can be from standard doors to insulated doors, even custom doors. So that's, you know, a lot of what we do.
Mm-hmm. There's probably a lot of the older wooden garage doors, the wooden panel garage doors that are still out there. Occasionally that bottom panel gets a little exposed to water and gets a little damaged. Does Precision Overhead Garage Doors, do you folks replace a panel like that? Or?
We do. So what we do a lot of is we find that it's probably not the best option to replace that panel, but what we offer is a cheaper alternative or more cost-affordable alternative that is less maintenance and still has the look of a wooden door. So there's a lot of applications now where we're putting in doors that they're still steel doors, but they have overlays and they have bi-directional wood colors that really stand and pop out, but they're less maintenance and don't have to worry about that absorption problem that you'll get with a wood door.
Mm-hmm. Does Precision Garage Doors sell more steel garage doors or wooden garage doors?
We focus on the steel. Now, there's certain applications where the wood is necessary. There's certain homeowner associations that require them to be wood doors. And in those cases, we can absolutely get you a cost on a wooden door. We get custom wood doors made all the time. But we do primarily focus on the steel doors because, again, of the affordability and because of the look of them.
And they're very low maintenance, right?
Absolutely, yep. And when it comes with our lifetime warranty on the parts and labor, we can put that on those steel doors because we stand behind them 100%.
That's fantastic. What does that lifetime warranty include? I mean, like if one of the readers stops working or something like that?
Yep, so if you install a brand new door or a brand new opener from us, it includes all the parts and all of the labor that was included on that install. It includes normal wear and tear, and if there's a defective part, we come out, we'll assess the door, assess the damage, and again, if it's covered under that warranty, we'll stand behind it.
Mm, that's interesting. What kind of opener or remote or anything like that comes with it?
Yeah, so our openers, that's one of our best-selling products. We have a workhorse called the PDS 800. With that opener, it is highly efficient, super quiet, low maintenance opener. It's a belt driven system. It also comes with remotes, a keypad, a wall button, all of those included as part of the installation, as well as the safety sensors, which we all know are really important for the safety of the garage door.
That's great. Now, you mentioned that Precision Garage Doors, that you folks are a family owned company. You've got how many locations throughout the Southeast?
Yep, so we have 7 markets between the Carolinas and Georgia and Augusta. So we just opened Augusta recently. We have Columbia, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach, as well as we are located in Wilmington, Charlotte, and Greensboro now.
That's awesome. Well, how does someone who might buy a garage door from Precision Garage Doors, how is that an advantage that it's a family-owned company versus one of the national companies? And what sets Precision Garage Doors apart from some of the other garage door companies?
You know, one of the biggest things for us is the fact that we are 100% customer-driven. So we're going to stand behind our product. And being a family-owned market, you know, we're not a small company, but we're also not a huge company. You're going to get personalized treatment. We're going to meet with you one-on-one. So the most important thing for us is that we make ourselves available all the time. We have a 24/7 policy, whereas if you call, someone's going to answer the phone. Mm. And doesn't matter if it's on the weekend, doesn't matter if it's late at night, you have a problem with that door or your opener, someone's going to try to get you on the schedule as soon as possible. We also offer weekend and on-call services as well. So that kind of sets us apart as well.
Very good. Now, you said that at Precision Garage Doors, you folks sell more of the steel garage doors than the wooden ones. Those steel garage doors, and I think you touched on this before, a lot of them have that wood look that, that people want, that carriage style, house door, yeah. and they've really improved things over the years so that you can get a steel door that has a wood look, but you don't have any of the maintenance issues with a wooden garage door.
Yeah, and what really is nice is that you can customize it to your style and to your house. We have all sorts of standard color options, but we have a palette of different color options that you can choose from. We do color matching through our manufacturer. So if you had a paint sample that you wanted to make your door replicate, we could do that as well.
That's excellent. And what would be some of the top sellers, garage doors for Precision Garage Doors?
Well, we have our standard doors, just raised short panel doors. A lot of people like the insulated door because of, again, the affordability, the efficiency of it. But we're starting to really move in the direction of offering those carriage house style doors with overlays on them in different designs. They really do pop, and they really make your curbside appeal really jump. So I'd say that when you get into meeting with our new door salesman, he has samples available, and those upper end carriage house style doors are the ones that, you know, we're really starting to see fly off the market.
Excellent. You mentioned before we started the interview that Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we're doing a story on kind of a challenging project for Precision Garage Doors. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So we have a homeowner. He has a big property out in Bono, South Carolina. There's a lot more land out there. He's got a lot of space. And so he is trying to build a new garage-type structure that he has detached from his house. And it sounds like he's a little bit of a car enthusiast because he wants to be able to use the space as a personal auto shop for some of his vehicles. Mm-hmm. And what he didn't want to do was lose the overhead space that you sometimes lose when a garage door is open inside the garage. So he wanted to install a car lift inside of that space to be able to work. So what we did was we have our door salesman go out there, present them with a couple of options. And one of them was a track design called Roof Pitch. And what it does is it makes the track kind of conform to the height of the ceiling so that it pitches up with the ceiling. Mm. And it maximizes the amount of space that you can get overhead. So it was really great. We haven't put it in yet for him. It's going to be this month that we're putting that project together. And what's great is he was able to buy our normal standard door. So he's getting a carriage house style door installed, but with that roof pitch being available to him so he can still do his work.
That's excellent. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the questions that you get from your customers frequently?
One of the biggest ones is, should we repair the door or should we replace the door? And really, the option is up to the customer, and we'll do both. But if you're unsure about it, what we tell the people that are questioning that is, call us up. Call up our 24/7 number and ask for a certified technician to come out. He'll do a 25-point inspection on the door. He'll assess the damages, he'll look at it, and determine if he can do a repair. Many times, he can do the repair right on the spot. And if you feel like it's more cost-effective to go with a new door, that same technician can also give you a price on a new door, and maybe that's the route that you want to go.
Gotcha. And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to just ask, if someone has an older garage door that does not have the hurricane struts on the door, would Precision Garage Doors be able to go out and install those?
So what we would do in that case is we'd have to put new ones. We'd have to have a new door installed, really,
okay.
Because we can't just install and add weight to the door. It's about the efficiency and the engineering of the door. So we do have to put a new door in there. But we'd love to be able to give you a quote. All of our doors come hurricane rated as a standard install.
Gotcha. All right. Well, how can folks get more information about Precision Garage Doors?
Well, if they want to go to our website, it's garagedoorscharlestonsc.com. So they can go there and they can even play around with new doors and look at some designs on there and see what matches their house. But if they ever want to call in and get service done or a free in-home estimate from our door salesman, they can call 843-874-7577. We're available 24/7.
All right. And Precision Garage Doors, you normally would go to the customer
and
take samples and things like that?
Yes. We have all the samples right there on the van that the new door salesman has.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Ryan Fleming with Precision Garage Doors. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Great. Thanks so much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes. How are you, Nathan?
I'm doing great this afternoon, Tim.
Good.
Thanks for having us on with Charleston Home and Design, and we're excited to be coming into a brand new year of construction and building in the Charleston area.
Yeah. Take a moment, Nathan, and tell everyone about Delpino Custom Homes.
So Delpino Custom Homes, we've been building in the Lowcountry for over 10 years. We focus on high-end luxury homes in the Daniel Island, the downtown, James Island, Mount Pleasant areas. And we also do a number of infill projects in a lot of the areas that had been developed early on in the Charleston development progress that are now being kind of looked at a little bit closer for location, traffic patterns, and as better options to the growth that's been happening in Charleston on the kind of perimeter of the existing area. So
what does infill mean?
So when it comes to infill projects, a lot of times you'll have neighborhoods that were developed in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and sometimes people bought two lots when their homes were built, or the developer just didn't sell certain lots until later and the lots were never built on. And for any number of different reasons, or maybe there was a lot that was 2 acres that got subdivided after the fact. And infill is an area that is been previously developed, but still has the ability to have a reasonably nice size lot, a home site location that's generally in a little bit more primary of a location to either the downtown areas or city centers around the Charleston area. And it's a great answer to, avoiding some of the kind of heavier traffic patterns that Charleston's been experiencing with our growing pains.
You know, I remember hearing that Mayor Joe Riley, he loved infill projects because the city didn't have to didn't require the city to create any new infrastructure, any sewer lines or anything like that. The sewer, the water, electrical, all of that exists already, and so they're just tapping in. So he loved it because it was just instant new tax revenue that the city of Charleston was getting. But a lot of people, they're driving around and they're looking at real estate and stuff. They don't know where these infill opportunities are, right?
They don't, and quite frankly, they're not always very obvious. We're starting a project in the Point Verona neighborhood right off of Harborview, and there's only 2 lots left in there. And the one of the lots that we're building on for a customer who's relocating from Indiana is completely wooded, backing up to Harborview, but across the street from the marsh. And the only folks that knew that was a lot that was available were the other 14 homeowners in the area, or in that specific neighborhood. So the other part of that is there are still pockets throughout the James Island, West Ashley, downtown areas that just because they've never had a house on them, sometimes you don't really think that there could be development there or could be homes or home sites. And those are the little corners and pockets that are kind of getting rediscovered in the Charleston area. A large part of those are happening on the peninsula. and for many years we've been watching it happen in the Old Village. And I think that activity is starting to head over into the James Island and West Ashley areas and other parts of the peninsula and even parts of the North Charleston that is very close to the NoMo part of Charleston. Mm-hmm. So those are areas that put us all in really good locations to be able to get to the restaurants and the newer city centers that have kind of grown in as Charleston's grown over the last couple of years. And it lets everybody enjoy Charleston without having to travel too much to enjoy it on mm-hmm. a daily basis.
Right. Talk about the project in Avondale, because that's an infill project, but there's a house already on the property in the Avondale neighborhood, that an older house that already exists, and Delpino Custom Homes is going to be building a new house for the homeowner. But what do you do with the old house?
These are the types of projects that we like to get involved with, because holistically from start to finish, we have an old home, and instead of taking that old home and taking it to the landfill, we're doing somewhat of a renewable option, which is it's going to be the homeowner found a land trust that specializes in affordable housing, and they're going to be picking up the home and moving it, and they're donating the home to this land trust to another area in the Lowcountry so they can provide affordable housing. And in this case, the home was actually a little bit below flood. So that's going to be something where the home is still good, but because the things have changed in the Charleston area, moving it to a different location is actually beneficial to the home and the structure. And then we're not going to be, you know, demolishing the home. And in its place, we're going to be building a brand new home. And like you mentioned early on, we've got utilities already in. We've got streets and curbing, sewer lines. So the kind of demand on the city hasn't changed at all. And we'll be putting up a brand new current home that will be around 3,200 square feet, and we'll be able to optimize the floor plan, be able to put more energy efficiency features in the home, and still maintain the ideal location of Avondale. And that was an area that was originally developed around the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And why was that developed? Because that was some of the best real estate that wasn't on the peninsula.
Close to downtown.
Mm-hmm. So those are the things, and that's the type of project that very unique and a couple extra steps in it, but I always enjoy finding those extra steps so that we can, you know, create a good holistic project from start to finish.
You know, I didn't ask you this question. I'm not going to, but, I think one of the things that maybe sets Del Pino Custom Homes apart is some custom home builders, that's all they do. They deal with new custom home construction. And then, but with Del Pino Custom Homes, you folks can help people with the new construction, but then also, like this house in Avondale, there's an awful lot, I'm guessing, that goes into preparing that house for a move, and mm-hmm. A lot of technical things. Are you splitting the house apart?
So this house, actually, looking at the foundation and the existing framing, which is a major determining factor for how to do it, it's pretty much an old shotgun style home. So it's 20 feet wide by about 40 feet long. So they'll be able to put cribbing in underneath the house, which is the blocking to hold the house up temporarily, and then run two steel girders all the way down. And then that gives them the ability to bring in the hydraulic jacks to pump it up, and then eventually load it onto a 18-wheeler and just drive it straight up 26 to where it's going to be for the new place.
That's amazing.
So this is a relatively easy one, but there are more complicated house lifting options.
Yeah, there was a house in our neighborhood where they split it into four different pieces, mm-hmm. to in order to move it. That's interesting. So in that Avondale house, that will be a new construction house that you folks will be doing.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to, if somebody wanted to build a house, they didn't want all of the things that go along with remodeling and the maintaining an older home. They could contact Del Pino Custom Homes, and you might be able to find them a good location that infill in order to build a new custom home, but that's closer to the downtown area or closer to the urban areas of Charleston.
Yes, we've with our experience and our 10 years of working in and around the area, the infill projects have become a part of what we do. And in addition to the larger custom homes that we do on Daniel Island, these are kind of very specific areas that we've found ourselves in. And because of that, we'll get, we generally like to know where lots are, where they're available, what could be coming on the market, in areas that are, continuing this kind of activity of, going back in, building on the infill, and even doing some of the redevelopment of the existing homes. So yes, we've helped customers that have come to us looking in a specific area, not finding what they want with existing, or even not sure of, if I buy a lot, can I build on this lot and will it fit my budget? How do I get an architect to design on this? It's not in a new neighborhood, it's in an old neighborhood. Can we do that? So, part of it is that search process, but the other part is the experience that we have in our design build background. And when folks bring us a project that looks like that with the beginning questions, we can easily get them quick answers to know, hey, is this something that is a potential for them? And then they can go back, make some decisions, and if they want to continue the planning process, we can start the design build process with them that helps work through all of this design professionals and, you know, bring together a home that's going to fit their budget at the end of the project, and also, you know, go through the planning process in a reasonable time frame that doesn't become too stretched out. And that way the design process is what they're looking for, and the build process goes even smoother.
Excellent, excellent. Well, how can folks get more information about Delpino Custom Homes?
So you can find us on the web at www.delpino.com, or you can reach us directly at 843-200-2721. And if you're looking at building anywhere in the Charleston area, give Delpino Custom Homes a call and see how we can help you from the design process all the way through the final move-in.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with custom builder and remodeling contractor Nathan Delpino with Delpino Custom Homes. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're talking with Herlaine D'Arujo and also Stephen Texera. And they are both with South Star Granite. How are you folks doing?
Good, good. How are you doing today, Tim?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Awesome. Doing awesome. Thank you so much.
Good deal. Well, take a moment and tell everybody about South Star Granite.
All right. So South Star Granite is one of the granite stores in North Charleston. We have been there for 3 years, but we have another store up in Myrtle Beach. So on average, we have experienced more than 10 years in Charleston area and in South Carolina. So yes, we are right there.
Okay, so South Star Granite, you folks help homeowners with beautiful countertops in the kitchen and other places around the home, the bathroom and fireplace around and other places. Talk about the process. Herlaine, you work in the showroom at South Star Granite?
I am the head manager for South Star. I've been with them since they first opened their location in Charleston. I've been in this field for over 10 years though, so I do have a lot of experience in the kitchen industry, let's say that.
Uh-huh. Good deal. Well, what will people experience when they visit the South Star Granite showroom? It's on Ashley Phosphate Road, right?
It is. First, as soon as they enter, they will encounter a beautiful showroom, large showroom. We take them around. We'll show them what we have in the showroom. And besides that, we also have a huge inventory with over 60 colors for them to choose from.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. And if someone calls South Star Granite, do they have to go to your showroom, or will you go to their house with samples and things
like
that?
They don't have to. We do offer free in-home estimates. We'll come and we'll measure. And also, we'll be more than happy to take some samples if they let us know which colors they're looking for, you know, going towards the yellow, black, whites. We try to always accommodate the customers, but coming to our showroom is definitely the best idea because we have so much to choose from.
Gotcha. Good deal. And what's the process like? So somebody knows that they want to get new countertops in their kitchen. Take us through the process of what they'll experience with South Star Granite.
All right. So the first step would be educating the customers about the different types of stones. And after that, we would ask if they happen to have the layout of their projects first, because that would allow us to have an idea of the square footage and more details about the project. And after that, we would take them to the warehouse and show them all the options that they can pick from. As Ms. Herlaine said, more than 60 options. That can be either granite, marble, quartzite, or even quartz, which is now the big thing in Charleston, which is the engineered stone.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, we work on a quote for them. It can be done while they are still there at the showroom. And then after that, if they do decide to go ahead, we'll schedule the template. That's when we go for the accurate measurements, because, you know, we just can't afford this type of job, we just cannot rely on customer measurements. Mm-hmm. We need to go to their houses and take the accurate measurements in the form of a mold. And we, after that point of the process, that's when the turnaround starts to be counted. It's actually between 7 to 14 business days. It's one of the quickest turnarounds in town. And we schedule, after that, we schedule the installation. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty quick turnaround.
Gotcha. So people might visit, might pick out their slab at one of the wholesalers around town. And the wholesalers can't really give them a price on what it's going to be to cut the stone and install it, because every project is different and unique. And that's where it comes with templating, going out to the person's house to measure the countertops and stuff. Do you run into situations where maybe the walls are out of plumb, they're not square, and so you have to kind of custom cut the stone to go in there?
Always. Uh-huh. Most of the times, this is why we always send our own crew to work on an actual template, not just going there with the tape and measuring their countertops, because, you know, cabinets might be out of level, walls might not be 100% straight. So yes, we do come across these type of things.
And when you're installing the new countertops, do you remove the old countertops, or does the homeowner have to do that?
We do. So if it's an existing home where they have existing countertops, we do offer the service of doing the removal and disposal of the existing counters.
So how long will a homeowner be without their countertops?
So this is the good thing with SouthStar. SouthStar will only remove those existing countertops at the same day of the install for the new ones.
Gotcha.
So we go there, template over the existing countertops, fabricate the new kitchen, and when it's time to install the new ones, we'll do the removal and install the new ones on the same day.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, you've said quite a few things that I think are unique to SouthStar Granite. What else sets SouthStar Granite apart from some of the other fabricators around town?
We do everything in-house. So besides having our own selection, our own material, we also do not subcontract any of the work. We have our own fabricators. The fabrication is done on site. We have our own installers. So everything is done right there.
Mm-hmm.
We also import directly from Brazil. Most of the materials that we have in stock are imported directly from there, which allows us to, you know, practice better prices,
right,
in comparison to the competitors.
Gotcha. Where are the two of you from originally?
I am originally from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Mm-hmm. I'm also Brazilian, from Minas Gerais.
Gotcha. So you still have contacts in Brazil. Is that where you get most of your stone from?
We do. Yes. We have someone that works in Brazil for us doing the selection of the material. The owners will go in person, also select the material. So we see everything before it comes here, so we know we are offering the best quality, the best products to our customers.
That's excellent. What kind of special deals does SouthStar Granite offer?
We have different deals all the time. Right now, we are running a promotion where they get $200 off any project over 35 square feet. We are also running a promotion on a very well-known material, which is called Fantasy Brown Quartzite, at $36.99 a square foot, which no one can beat that.
That is a good price. What's the average square foot for countertops in a kitchen?
A small kitchen will run anywhere from 35 to 40 square feet.
Okay. So if take 40 square feet, just by that, you said
$35.99?
$36.99 times 40. That's only like $1,500 to have brand
deal.
New countertops in your kitchen.
We also offer finance.
That's
which is
excellent.
Good.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think granite and other stone countertops have become more prevalent with people, but there is, I think, still some mystery to it where some people feel like it's just too expensive. They can't afford it, but it's very, very affordable. And what kind of an impact will the homeowner have when they have their brand new countertops installed from South Star Granite?
Well, we have to remember that kitchen is the area in a house where there is the highest traffic. And because of that, it's seen as being a very important or one of the main areas in the house. So whenever you have value added to that specific room, then you would be adding value to your property as well.
Mm-hmm.
So getting rid of, like, Formica countertops, laminate countertops, the outdated stuff, mm-hmm. and replacing them by new countertops made of granite or quartzite or quartz, it's a great addition of value to mm-hmm. the property.
Sure, sure. And if anybody's thinking about waiting to do this until maybe they're going to put their house up for sale, don't do that. Enjoy your countertops now. You'll mm-hmm. you'll get back the value, the money you spent with the extra money you'll get from the sale of your home, and you'll have all that extra time to enjoy it as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how can folks get more information about South Star Granite?
All right, so they can either stop by. We are located at 3375 Ashley Phosphate Road, that is in North Charleston, or they can also call us at 843-277-2101 at their convenience. We'll be ready to assist them. Or they can also send us an email at southstargranite2@gmail.com.
And it's very easy to find South Star Granite. You're right there at the corner of Cross County Road and Ashley Phosphate in North Charleston.
That's correct.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Herlaine D'Arujo and Stephen Texiera with South Star Granite. Thanks so much, folks.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And now joining us on the phone is Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. How you doing, Judson?
Doing good, Tim. How about yourself?
Good, good. I know you are very, very busy with the big sale going on this weekend. Tell our listeners about what's happening this weekend at Charleston Amish Furniture.
All right, yeah. So this week, February 10th through the 17th, we are going to be having a massive sale, 15% off everything, stock and ordered. We have select items 20% off, all the way up to 50% off. And then on Saturday, we are going to be serving Amish-made chocolates that we dip down from Ohio.
Very good. And today, your interview is airing today on Saturday, February 15th. So folks can come into to Charleston Amish Furniture today and have a few of those Charleston Amish chocolates.
Definitely, definitely. Come on in. We're going to start serving around 11, and we're going to stop sometime around 4 p.m.
Good deal. Good deal. So tell us about what people will experience when they visit Charleston Amish Furniture this weekend for the big sale.
Let me tell you, the showroom is absolutely gorgeous right now. It's always beautiful, but right now we've got so much new inventory and so many different styles and colors and types. It's something to see for sure. If you would come on down and try out some of our chocolates, walk around, look around, see what you think, let us know what you think, and we'd be very happy to hear from you.
For those that have maybe not visited the Charleston Amish Furniture showroom in West Ashley, kind of tell our listeners about what types of furniture that you folks carry.
Definitely. Yes. So all of our wood furniture is handmade by the Amish out of Ohio and Indiana. The Amish are known for their skill as craftsmen, and they make a one-of-a-kind piece that will last for generations. The heirloom quality of their work is unlike anything else I've seen in the area.
Excellent. And what parts of the house can people purchase Charleston Amish Furniture for?
pretty much every part of the house, everything from the bedroom, dining rooms, the nursery, the bathroom. We have everything from vanities to live edge dining tables. We have a wide variety for your entire home.
Excellent. Very good. And you mentioned there's a lot of new inventory. So people who maybe have visited Charleston Amish Furniture recently, they want to come back and talk about that new inventory that Charleston Amish Furniture has.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we decided to get a few new colors in. Your traditional Amish furniture tends to be more browns and colors of that nature. And this year we've decided to, we continue that tradition, but also bring in some more coastal colors, colors that we think will go really well here in Charleston. And then as far as just new item, we have a table that has six leaves in it, but yet at the same time shrinks down to the size of a regular dining table. So it really gives you the option of, you know, for expanding on those holidays. We have some new styles of our oyster live edges in here. Overall, we have a variety of new furniture that we've never had before.
And for anybody who maybe didn't make it to the Charleston Home and Design Show a few weekends ago, Charleston Amish Furniture was a sponsor of the home show, and you had one of those oyster live edge tables on display, which was very, very popular with attendees. Kind of, can you paint a picture what that oyster live edge table looks like?
Definitely. That is a beautiful table. How that table is made, we bring the oysters from down here in Charleston. We get them out in Folly, and we send them up to Ohio. And then a local gentleman up there by the name of Noah Shetler, he makes the table for us. He took the walnut slab, he carved out the center, and he poured his epoxy, laid in the oyster shells. And when he was all done, the steel base he put on the bottom of it, the whole effect was a beautiful piece of art.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good deal. Well, tell everyone where Charleston Amish Furniture is located and the hours today, Saturday, February 15th, and through and the week and during the weekend. And you said the sale ends on, is it Monday the 17th?
That's correct.
Okay. And where are you folks located?
We're located right over here in the Ashley Landing Plaza, same parking lot as Publix, Burlington's. Our address is 1401 Sam Rittenberg Boulevard, Charleston, South Carolina, 29407. Look for the buggy out front.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. They've got their big President's Day sale going on right now through Monday, February 17th. So you got plenty of time to stop in today. And the nice bonus is if you do stop into Charleston Amish Furniture today, they're giving away Amish made chocolates all day today until 4 o'clock. So definitely check that out. And we have been talking with Judson Miller with Charleston Amish Furniture. Thanks so much, Judson.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.